From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo emphasizes on improving quality and productivity of local sugar cane. Indonesian police to use face recognition tech to secure G20 summit. And here is the news in detail. President Joko Widodo expects the productivity and quality of sugar cane to increase with the bioethanol production program from these plants in Mojokerto, East Java. During his visit to East Java, the president inaugurated the Cane Bioethanol for Energy Security program that was held at bioethanol plant of PT Energi Agro Nusantara or ENERO in Mojokerto District, East Java. Sugar cane is known as a raw material for sugar production. However, sugar cane produced by fermentation techniques can also produce bioethanol that can be used as a fuel. Hence, the president instructed Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir to improve the quality of sugarcane seeds with the best varieties in the world. President Joko Widodo also expressed optimism that through this program, Indonesia would be able to achieve the target of independent food security to avoid importing sugar. The Indonesian police or Polri is about using face recognition technology to secure the G20 summit in Bali. The use of this tech has been simulated during the recent Polri Agung pre-operation exercise. That was stated by Deputy Chief Gatot Edi Pramono at Bali Provincial Police or Polda Station's Command Center on Friday. He also pointed out that the police keep evaluating the exercise that lasts on Saturday. He added that his side also prepares tactical floor game and tactical digital game exercises like Metaverse, as well as traffic engineering to prevent traffic jams. Thereby, the entire implementation of the G20 presidency, starting from preparation, during and after the event, can run safely and without any disturbances. Apart from Bali, the Indonesian police also anticipate potential disturbances in all regions in Indonesia by cooperating with the National Armed Forces and other related stakeholders. The Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs is pushing the acceleration of agrarian reform to strengthen the economy, including the community's economy, thoroughly and sustainably. That was stated by Deputy for Coordination of Regional Development and Special Planning at the Ministry, Wahyu Utomo, in Jakarta on Friday. He also pointed out that in the President's State Address in August 2022, he emphasized that agrarian reform, social forestry, and land certification should be accelerated to provide benefits that can cover fishers, farmers, laborers, informal workers, and disabled people. As part of efforts for speeding up the program, public discussions have been organized with the regional governments, academicians, civil society organizations, and experts. Wahyu Utomo added that presidential regulation draft aims to overcome the fundamental problems that may arise in the implementation of agrarian reform through breakthroughs such as joint surveys, agrarian conflict resolution, institutional strengthening of the project management office, and legalizing special assets of transmigration land. The Ministry of Industry collaborates with related stakeholders to encourage growth of the halal industry and optimize opportunities along with the growing Sharia economy in Indonesia. The ministry invites relevant stakeholders to improve coordination and collaboration in a bid to create a halal industrial ecosystem. That was noted by Secretary General of the Ministry, Dodi Widodo, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday. He also stated that this coordination and collaboration support the development and empowerment of the halal industry to realize Indonesia as the world's leading halal producer. Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Arshad Rashid, met Pope Francis at the Vatican to discuss the development of green energy ecosystems and sustainable economy. Rashid made a visit ahead of the implementation of the B20 Summit on November 13th and 14th and G20 Summit on November 15th and 16th in Bali, Indonesia, as well as the Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP27 UNFCCC, on November 6th until 18th in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. B20 is G20's Sherpa Track official dialogue forum with the global business community. It provides practical policy recommendations from a business viewpoint to the G20. In a statement received on Friday, Arshad Rashid said his side had invited Pope Francis to visit Indonesia in 2023 and cooperate in realizing the 5 global development principles of peace, prosperity, people, planet, and partnership so that they can be implemented in Indonesia based on inclusive interreligious and cultural dialogue. South Korea, the United States, and Japan are reportedly discussing a possible trilateral summit in mid-November on the sidelines of international gatherings in Southeast Asia. Japan's Yomiuri Shimbun Daily and Kyoto News issued the report on Friday, quoting Japanese government officials. The three nations are reportedly coordinating a summit to demonstrate their solidarity and to enhance deterrence against North Korea following an unprecedented escalation of ballistic missile launches and speculations of an imminent seventh nuclear test by the North. The proposed three-way summit, if it comes to pass, would be the first in some 5 months since late June, when President Yoon Suk-yeol held a trilateral with U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the margins of a NATO summit. Leaders of South Korea and Germany agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation in economic security to promote stable supply chains and energy security. The agreement was part of a joint statement released after President Yoon Suk-yeol's summit with visiting German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier in Seoul on Friday. Referring to Germany as a key economic partner, President Yoon lauded the expanded ties encompassing future industries such as hydrogen energy and digitization with a boost in German investment in South Korea. President Yoon also expressed South Korea's willingness to cooperate with Germany on economic security. Still, he noted concern over growing protectionism across Europe, encouraging Berlin to help ensure that South Korean businesses do not face any disadvantages. Regarding the North Korea's latest provocations, both leaders agreed to coordinate response measures while working to improve the human rights situation within the regime. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
first news comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. Banyuwangi Airport won the world's most prestigious architectural award, the Aga Khan Award for Architecture 2022, by eliminating 463 nominations for buildings with the best architecture from around the world. This award was received directly by Banyuwangi Region Ipu Festiandani at the Royal Opera House of Muscat Arts Muscat Oman last Monday, October the 31st. In the judgment of an independent jury, the airport, which was completed in 2017, reflects the aspiration of the community and brings identity and cultural memory with innovation and new technology. In addition to Banyuwangi Airport in East Java, Aceh's traditional music also received the 2022 Aga Khan Music Awards in Oman. The award was received by a traditional music group from Aceh, Zulkifli and Rapai Aceh Mesyuhu or Bur'am. Besides Zulkifli and Bur'am, there is also a recipient of the 2022 Aga Khan Music Award from Indonesia, that is Penny Chandrarini, who is a composer, improvist, vocalist, and educator. The award was presented by Said Bilarab bin Haltam Al Said and Prince Amin Aga Khan at the Royal Opera House in Muscat, Oman. The last news comes from West Nusa Tenggara. The West Nusa Tenggara State Museum held a temporary exhibition to enliven the World Superbike event at the Mandalika Circuit, which is to be held from November 11 to 13, 2022. The head of the museum, Ahmad Nur Alam, in Mataram last Wednesday said this activity presented the development of various tools and technologies used by humans from time to time. It is also an alternative for spectators who will watch the World Superbike event. The exhibition will take place from November the 9th to 15th at the West Nusa Tenggara State Museum Hall in Mataram City. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 5th about the Indonesian Day of Love for Flora and Fauna. The National Day of Love for Flora and Fauna is commemorated based on Presidential Decree No. 4 of 1993, which was signed by the second Indonesian President, Suharto. The purpose is to raise awareness, protection, and conservation of the national flora and fauna. In the presidential decree, the jasmine flower is designated as the national flower, the moon orchid flower as the charming flower, and the giant Padma flower as the rare flower. In the presidential decree, Komodo is also designated as a national animal, the red silk fish as an enchanting animal, and the Javan eagle as a rare animal. In addition to the Indonesian Day of Love for Flora and Fauna, November 5th is also celebrated as World Tsunami Awareness Day. The United Nations General Assembly in December 2015 designated November 5th as World Tsunami Awareness Day. November 5th was chosen based on a true story from Japanese Inamura no Hi, which means fire from a heap of rice. On November 5th, 1854, in a small village on the Kii Peninsula, now Hirokawa, in western Japan, a farmer named Hamaguchi Goryo felt an earthquake and saw the ocean currents suddenly recede. From that natural sign, Hamaguchi Goryo knew a tsunami was coming. He immediately burned his rice barn on the hill. This is done so that residents went up the hill to extinguish the fire. From the top of the hill, the villagers saw the tsunami coming and they survived. This story helps spread awareness about the importance of early warning systems to reduce the impact of disasters and revive traditional knowledge or local wisdom about tsunami. The commemoration of World Tsunami Awareness Day is the brainchild of Japan, which for years has been dealing with tsunamis. Japan studies disasters, especially tsunami early warning, public action, and rebuilding after disasters. We end the day in history with an event on November 5, 2006, when Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death. Former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by a court in Iraq's Al-Dujail for the 1982 massacre of 148 Shiites. At a different trial, Saddam Hussein was also charged with the murder of tens of thousands of ethnic Kurds in the Anfal operation in 1988. Saddam Hussein's death sentence was carried out on December 30, 2006. He was executed at the gallows at Camp Justice.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Ekspektasi yang balapan, kau solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku.
Pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
Pura-pura lupa.
apa, biar aku yang pura-pura lupa.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia's economy resilient when developed countries slow down. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani assessed that the country's economy remained strong in the third quarter of this year amid the economic slowdown in developed countries. In a press conference of the Financial System Stability Committee on Thursday, November the 3rd, Sri Mulyani said the Ministry of Finance, Bank Indonesia, the Financial Services Authority, and the Deposit Insurance Corporation remained committed to maintaining financial system stability. This is done by strengthening coordination and being aware of global risk developments, including preparing policy responses. According to her, the performance of the global economy is slowing down with a high risk of uncertainty. In fact, the economies of a number of developed countries, especially the United States, Europe, and China, have slowed down. This is reflected in the Global Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in September 2022, which entered the contraction zone at the level of 49.84. Sri Mulyani explained that the slowdown was influenced by continued geopolitical tensions that triggered high inflationary pressures, fragmentation of the global economy, trade, and investment. Besides, there is the impact of more aggressive monetary policy tightening from monetary authorities in developed countries. She said that the increase in the Fed funds rate is expected to remain high with an increasingly longer cycle and encourage the strengthening of the U.S. dollar, causing exchange rate depreciation in various countries, including Indonesia. However, improvement on the Indonesian domestic side continued. One of them is private consumption, which is still strong in the midst of rising inflation. Not only that, non-construction investment also increased and export performance was still maintained. Sri Mulyani explained that the Purchasing Managers Index of Indonesian manufacturing was still in the expansion zone at the level of 51.8. The real sales index also grew by 5.5% and the Consumer Confidence Index also showed expansionary consumer perception at the level of 117.2. She added that from the point of view of consumer demand, which is still quite strong, exports are still good, and the supply side of the main business fields, namely trade, mining, and agriculture, has also shown improving performance. That was My Indonesia today.
Bisa ku putarkan kembali seperti
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Waterfall of Cipanas Nagrak, West Java. Listener, Bandung Regency is not only well known as a fashion city, but also as a repository of beautiful natural tourism destinations. It is because the Bandung area is surrounded by mountains. The existence of Mount Tangkuban Perahu, Bandung, is able to create more than one hot spring tourism spot, such as the famous hot spring baths, namely the Ciater Hot Spring. But now, there has been a hot spring bath which is not less beautiful in the tourism area of Lembang, Northern Bandung, namely the Nagrak Bathing Tour, or more often called Curug Cipanas Nagrak Kancah Bandung, West Java. Listener, Cipanas Nagrak Waterfall is a waterfall with warm sulfur source from Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Administratively, this waterfall is located in two villages, namely Nagrak Village, Lembang Subdistrict Sukajaya Village, and Kancah Village, Parongpong District. Curug Cipanas is a waterfall which is not too high. The splash of water forms a waterfall, and the pool below, which is dammed to be a hot spring bathing. This Cipanas Nagrak waterfall has turquoise water bathing. Listener, because of the sulfur content, the hot water at Curug Cipanas Nagrak is believed to be able to cure various skin diseases and also nourish the body. When bathing, you can put things safely in the luggage storage area. While bathing, you can also enjoy the beautiful scenery. You will feel the sensation of soaking in a comfortable hot pool in the middle of nature. At the area, you can also set up a tent and enjoy snacks made by local residents that can shake your tongue. Listener, if you are in Indonesia, West Java, Bandung, please take the time to visit Curug Cipanas Nagrak Kancah, which is about 17 kilometers from Bandung. Soaking in hot water will be able to relieve your fatigue. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Sendiri. tanpa kekasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, recently a new advanced fertilizer was discovered that could treat nematodes that is the enemy of farmers. The advanced fertilizer is named PRE4. The inventors are researchers at the University of Jember in East Java Province, led by Dr. Iis Nur Aisyah. PRE4 is a biofertilizer which acts as a nematode controller. This is the first fertilizer in Indonesia that has such a function. Besides able to control nematodes, this fertilizer has also proven to successfully fertilize plants and increase crop productivity. Nematodes are basically a type of very small worm that can land on various types of plants. According to Ika Mustika in the Conception and Control Strategy Report Parasitic Nematodes of Plantation Plants in Indonesia, published by the Plant Research Institute Species, Atutse Spices and Medicine, in Indonesia, there are 26 identified species of parasitic. There are four most dangerous nematode species, namely Meloidogyn, Pratylenchus, Rhodopholus, and Globodera. Furthermore, Ika Mustika also explained if the damage caused by nematodes had incurred big losses. The nematode Globodera rostochiensis, for example, has infected potato plants in West Java, Central Java, East Java, and North Sumatra, to cause the loss of potato yields by 32 to 71%, which is equivalent to 2 trillion rupiah. With the discovery of BRE4, of course, this is a new hope for Indonesian farmers, especially to reduce losses due to the presence of nematodes. Dr. Iis Nur Aisyah said the fertilizer, which is named BRE4, in addition to successfully controlling parasitic nematodes on plants, is successful in fertilizing plants, even increasing plant productivity. BRE4 has been in development for a long time, starting in 2010. At first, the aim of its development was to control nematodes, plant-destroying organisms that attack various crops. After going through a long process, BRE4 is finally successful, overcome nematode problems, and improve crop quality. The proof is the rice harvest planted with BRE4 fertilizer in Ringin Harjo Bantul District, Bantul Regency. The research team's findings noted that plants fed BRE4 fertilizer had an average of 27 seeds paddy. Meanwhile, rice that was not given BRE4 only had 12 to 15 grains of rice. Nematodes, 90% of the plants that land on the roots of plants are lost. In addition to rice plants, BRE4 fertilizer is also available tested on horticultural crops such as kichori, tomatoes, and chilies. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cover video to join the Senandu Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Yang stasiun balapan, kau solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku.
Pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it. Exciting prizes await.
Bermain salju, mengendarai limousin, menjadi superstar, tur keliling dunia. Satu persatu ku tuliskan mimpiku, dari hal terkecil hingga yang paling mustahil. Namun apa artinya ku seberangi samudra, bila itu tanpamu tak akan bermakna. Karena ku lihat lagi apa yang paling ku nanti, ternyata kencan pertama kita.
Break of dawn, cruising down the area's neck, and on some caviar, my heartbeat go. Da-da-da-dum-dum.
Fever, it's getting hotter here, I need a breather. Running out of pressure, just me.
My heartbeat go. Da-da-da-dum-dum.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi BOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Dia, which is sung beautifully by Anji featuring Park Siban. The song composed by Freddie, which was released in 2016, tells the story of someone who is happy because of love, so he has to do the best for that person. However, on one occasion, Anji, who popularized the song Dia, said that in addition to expressing happiness because of love, the song also tells about the failure in love. Alright, listener, this is Anji featuring Park Siban with the song Dia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Hanya padamu, pada hatimu.
yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Genggam tanganku, bernyanyi bersama. Karena kamu kekasih
of Indonesia.
Ku selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku akan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Tetap di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.